We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Hello, little girl. Have you been good this year?
Yes.
Good. I bet Santa knows what you want for Christmas. Would you like a dolly?
No.
Would you like an easy bake oven?
Nope.
I know. Do you want a pretty princess playset?
No.
Okay, little girl. You're going to have to tell Santa what you want for Christmas.
I want the angry snowman.
I'm gonna drink some rum and eggnog and fall into the Christmas cheer that I really need. is to drink some Bacardi and a frothy, foamy, treatless drink. Rum and eggnog, and fall into the tree. Drink rum and eggnog, and fall into the tree. Drink rum and eggnog, and fall into the tree. Drink rum and eggnog, and fall into the tree.
Hey, this is Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Yes, indeed you are. Welcome to Generation Annihilation for another week here on CITR 101.9 FM. And we're streaming live everywhere and everywhere over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. And don't forget, you can like CITR on Facebook and Twitter. Follow what we're up to, because we're always up to a lot of things up here. CITR Radio in Vancouver, BC, up at the University of British Columbia. Yeah, you can catch us on TELUS Digital Cable Vision as well, channel 3717. And my name's Aaron, and I got a very special edition of the show for you today. We're doing a spotlight on the Blood Legendary UK Act. We'll be playing Seattle next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday. But we start things off with a band that I saw last night, the Angry Snowmans, back in Vancouver after being away for a couple of years. Awesome acts. Yeah, we heard a track from their debut album, or from their latest album, What We Do Is Festive. Heard a track called Candy Cane Addiction. Originally it was a Zero Boy song called Amphetamine Addiction. And then we heard another track from them, Drinking Rum and Eggnog, from their debut self-titled release. And that was originally done by a band called Youth Brigade, Sync with California. And if you don't like anything else about Christmas, you gotta like the Angry Snowmans. And if you don't like the Angry Snowmans, well, you probably aren't very punk. So there you go, Angry Snowmans. Awesome act last night. I didn't drink any rum and eggnog last night when I saw them, but I did drink a hell of a lot of something known as beer. Didn't drink any hard stuff, though, but I'm still feeling it. A few aspirins later and a very grueling bus ride. I'm up here to bring you a show, and like I said, we're going to be doing a spotlight on the Blood, and we're going to hear a track by them, and this is what I did last night, some Brain Cells.
Really,
All right, From the Blood debut full-length release going back to 1982, False Gestures of Devious Public, done some brain cells last night. And like I said, this show is going to be all about the Blood for the most part. Band out of the UK that formed in London in 1982. The Blood was comprised of two members. They recruited other members, but yes, they were led by the Cardinal, Jesus Haight on vocals, and J.J. Bedsore on guitar, and yes, the Blood have gotten back together, and they played out east last weekend. They played Toronto, Montreal. They're playing Seattle this Tuesday. If you get a chance, definitely check it out. I think it'll be pretty cool. I haven't found any YouTube footage of the new stuff, but yes, J.J. Bedsore, original guitar player, passed away in 2004, and yeah, for good, the Blood originally were around from 1982 to 1985. They got back together in the mid-90s, mostly with J.J. Bedsore, but the Cardinal was in there as well a little bit. Yeah, between the years of 1982 and 2006, they released six singles and three full-lengths. And yeah, the Blood were like no other band out there. They were around in the second wave of UK punk. Like I said, formed in 1982, but they were definitely in a league of their own. Their music was comprised of a various assortment of metal, punk, and I would say even shock rock. And they recorded their first single on No Future Records, which you're going to hear, called Megalomania. And yeah, amazing guitar player, J.J. Bedsore from the Blood was. And They were the first, probably the first crossover band, although a lot of people, they don't get credited for it. They were one of the first bands to fuse punk and metal, and they actually were the first punk band to be featured in Kerrang! Magazine out of the UK. And I'm thinking, it's just my belief, that they were the first punk band to ever have piano in a record, like we're about to hear from their debut single called Megalomania. Here we go. Megalomania!
So what's yours, man? I'm a soul. Gene Apple, son. Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, the show is Generation Annihilation, and we are showcasing the Bloods, classic UK act from the early 80s originally, and we'll be playing Seattle at the Morgue next Tuesday. I wish it was on the weekend. Doesn't look like I'll be getting to go. I kind of wish I was, though. Like I said, The Blood. We started things off with a classic track from their False Gestures of a Devious Public release. We started off with a title track of their 7-inch, debut 7-inch, Megalomania. And that was their one single for No Future Records. And, it was their 22nd release for No Future Records. And, the piano playing was done by Frankie Flame, who also contributed keyboards to the EP. And also, they recorded at a place called Bass Clef, and it was a famous jazz studio. And they regretted ever booking the band because the Blood was so loud, the volume was spilling into all the other studios, and it really annoyed a lot of people, and they wouldn't turn down, and there was a bit of tension between the No Future Records label guy for doing that. So, they didn't put out the Blood's first full-length release like they were supposed to, but they did put out that one 7-inch on No Future Records, and then we followed, and that song Megalomania. The Blood were very anti-religious. The singer, the Cardinal, he dressed up like the Cardinal. He dressed up like the Pope. He had the big Pope hat with the cross on it. And that song, Megalomania, is a stab at the Pope. And we followed with the title track of their second single, Stark Raving Normal. And this one was on another label. It wasn't on No Future because they only put out the one single. This was on a label called Syndicate Records. And this song, Stark Raving Normal, it is about blind patriotism. Or so I'm told recently. And we followed with a track from The Blood in their original form. They were called Coming Blood before they changed their name to The Blood. And they contributed that song to the Oi Oi, That's Your Lot compilation with a track called Such Fun. And then we followed a track from the Coming Blood demo, a track called Coffin Dodgers, stab at old people about how it sucks to get old. And the guitar player, J.J. Bedsor, he said he never wanted to be old, and he didn't live to be very old. He passed away in his 40s due to organ failure after years of chronic alcohol abuse. Amazing guitar player, though, and you've probably, that's shown in the songs we've been playing. And we're going to hear a few more tracks off the False Gestures of Devious Public release because it's awesome. The guitar playing, the lyrics, the vocals, everything, just a perfect album. And we're going to hear another track off of it. This is called Kostafo Kotsi. Here we go.
We'll be right back.
right, two tracks from the False Gestures of a Devious Public release by The Blood. Originally came out on Noise Records, and it was released later on, courtesy of Link Records, and the CD can be found with tons of bonus tracks, courtesy of Captain Oi Records. So yeah, we're going to get back into The Blood now, and we're going to show the band a different direction that they went in the mid-80s. They kind of went more metal. Didn't actually hear about this album until very recently. It's called Sapare Nex, and apparently they're playing tracks all off this album and the False Gestures of a Devious Public release on this recent tour that they're doing. And as I said, they will be bringing it to Seattle this coming Tuesday. So yeah, we're going to hear The Blood from 1985 and from the Sapare Nex release. We're going to hear a track called False Fed, Brain Dead on Generation Annihilation. Here we go. Hold on a second.
Oh, man. high when I get the blues. I wanna fill my mind with the torments of mankind. Let me read of someone whoa. What really turns me on, you know? Can you be ADNEWS? Bad news, bad news. Give me the ADNEWS. Bad news, bad news. All I want to do all day long is speak the blues. No opinions, no point of view. I get high when I read the blues. I wanna fill my mind with the torments of mankind. Let me read of someone's woe. Whoa, it really turns me on, you know.
Brace yourselves, Vancouver. The heavy metal juggernauts are coming to a venue near you. On the 16th of December, High on Fire will light up the stage for the 2012 tour with featured acts Gohore and Lo Pan and Ancients. They will all hit the stage guns blazing with enough destructive force to make you believe the world is coming to an end. Doors open at 8 p.m. at the venue on Granville Street. Tickets are $20 in advance, and you can get them hot online at Ticketmaster, UnionEvents.com, or at Zulu and Scrape Records. The apocalypse is happening now, people. Let High on Fire's music take us out. Brought to you by Union Events and Periscope.
Yes, you better believe it. And we heard two tracks of The Blood from their mid-era period, mid-80s period. We heard a track called Bad News, and that's from another Oi compilation called Oi, that's what I call music. And from 1985, Sepera Next release, we heard a track called False Fed, Brain Dead. And The Blood remained quiet until the later part of the mid-90s when they got back together. It was mostly the guitar player J.J. Bedsore at the time, although the Cardinal did step in for a few songs. He did help write a few, and he did sing one. And we're going to hear the song that he did sing. This is from the Doctor of Music 7-inch. It's a track called Kill My Head Out. Here we go. Okay.
like stuck pigs.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Hope you've enjoyed the spotlight on the Blood. Didn't realize some of their songs were so long. Had a few more songs to play, a few more releases, but we got to a lot of them in that last set. We heard a track from the 1997 release Doctor of Music, Kill My Head Out. And we also heard from the Smell Yourself release, which we're still listening to, Plague Pit and Hellhead. A very strong record. It's kind of like a very punk version of Motorhead, if you ask me. But yeah, if you want to check out The Blood online, there's a really cool blog called Who Killed E.T., and all their releases are available for downloading. And you can check out the fine False Gestures of a Devious Public on Captain Oi Records. It's got the full-length album and some bonus tracks, came out in the mid-90s. And this concludes another edition of Generation Annihilation. Stay tuned for Power Chord. Up next, going to leave you with an act, one of my favorites, who are playing tonight at the Biltmore. They are Knucklehead. Here we go.
Well,
Alone, welcome to Power Chord. I'm your host, Metal Ron, and that was Brand New Destruction off their brand new album, Spiritual Genocide. And I guess Andy premiered that last week, playing my request, which was very cool. I guess today's show got a lot of the newer releases that came out, I don't know, in the last little while, haven't been on for a bit, and we're heading to